He covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Aaron Wilson joins us here on Sportsnet today. Aaron, thanks for jumping on. Jeff and I were talking about earlier on how the Ravens handled this entire situation very well, opposed to the PR nightmare that is the Minnesota Vikings with Adrian Peterson. But we see a story surface on ESPN that the Ravens maybe saw this video a lot sooner than what we all think. What's your take and what's the latest on that side of the story?
Right. Well, actually, what the story reported was that their security director was briefed as to the contents of the video. It doesn't report that he saw the video. It says that he immediately talked to a detective in Atlantic City and knew what was going on, the contents of the video. The fact is, the police report and what Ray Rice told the team is exactly what's on the video, and this goes back to February, that he punched her out. And that's been consistent. What they have a disconnect with is they're saying that he minimized it. I'm hearing a different story. I'm hearing that he was very upfront about what he told Roger Goodell and also told the Ravens. I think the reason he was fired, but they can't say this is the reason he was fired, is because of the public outcry and the public relations nightmare that ensued. He became radioactive when everyone saw the video and realized that they were employing someone that didn't just, you know, get in a fight with his wife, but knocked out his wife in a very brutal fashion and then stood over her as if she was just a sack of potatoes. So, yeah, I think that that's the issue. And I think they should have just come out and said that this is personally offensive to us. And, you know, we were able to stomach it for a while, but we need to just come clean now. And, you know, as they say, the cover-up is worse than the crime. I think that one thing people need to understand, and perhaps I'm a bit cynical because I've covered the NFL for a long time, and I've covered other stories involving the Ravens, like a federal cocaine conspiracy case with Jamal Lewis, and we had the Ray Lewis situation. If these guys can help them win in almost every situation, they're going to keep them on the team. The Ravens are no better and no worse than the other teams. This happens quite frequently, and only now with a lot of sponsors jumping off the bandwagon are you seeing teams start to fire or suspend guys and take these steps that they're taking right now with Greg Hardy, with Adrian Peterson, with a bunch of players, Jonathan Dwyer, Ray Rice, Ray McDonald, for now, is allowed to play because they haven't formally charged him with a crime. He's been arrested for the domestic violence case. But yeah, I think that's instructive to look at. What is this all about? Does anyone really expect them to tell the truth? Does anyone really think that, you know, this is like a court of law? It's not like perjury. I'm not excusing it. I think it's bad to lie. I think that you should be a man of your word. But I think these teams very easily could just say, whatever, we do what we want. And I think their actions speak loudest.
The Ravens state that they're going to be addressing this this story once again, following their game in Cleveland tomorrow. Do you expect to hear anything different out of the Ravens that we haven't heard yet?
I expect them to say that there are a lot of inaccuracies in the story and to point out some of them. One of those includes, by the way, that A.Q. Shipley, who supposedly watched the game with Kyle Jacoby and Ray Rice, he was playing and in Denver playing for the Indianapolis Colts that day. I believe they corrected that portion of the story online, but that was initially in the story. There are some things that I was told by the team are inaccurate, and some of the people from the team actually were laughing about the report. They thought it was going to be a smoking gun. They were getting heads up that the story was coming. We heard the story was coming for days. And then, you know, I found myself kind of hit the same way. Yes, we know that they wanted to keep him eligible and that they tried to minimize the damage, you know, the damage control, public relations fallout. That's what every NFL team or pro sports franchise does. The security director, what's in that story? They didn't report that he saw the tape. They didn't report that he had a copy of the tape. They were supposed to report that. I believe that they left that out due to their legal department saying they didn't have enough proof. We've heard similar things. If you can't prove something, you don't report it. So they didn't report it. We haven't reported that. What I find interesting, though, is when you read the story, because it's just so long and it has a lot of interesting sort of lurid details and the text messages with the owner, the only thing that showed me was that the owner was trying to be a little bit nice after firing the guy and say, hey, maybe you can come back one day or something like that. I took it. I didn't take it like that's a firm and binding offer of employment. So I don't know. Maybe it's just hitting me differently. When you read the story, other than what you were saying at the beginning about you think thought that it said that they had the tape, what do you come away with other than sort of a that they wanted to help their player not get suspended or be punished in the court of law much? I mean, that's kind of – if you're going to stick with the guy, as irreprehensible as his acts may be, isn't that what you would do?